Good morning. Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter. And on this Sunday, we remember the Good Shepherd, or at least the scripture takes us to the Good Shepherd. St. John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. In the catacombs of Priscilla, used for early Christian burials in the second through to the fourth centuries, the site is located in an ancient Roman quarry and is the burial site for many early Christian martyrs. The walls of the catacombs are decorated with murals depicting early Christian iconography. The oldest known image of the Virgin Mary with Jesus on her lap is found here. Images of the Good Shepherd are the most common allegorical representations of Christ found in early Christian art. And the imagery used for centuries was this iconography. And certainly after the Roman Emperor Constantine legalized Christianity in 313 CE. I have been down into the catacombs. They are a fascinating place where the early Christians used to meet and, of course, where they were buried. The Good Shepherd. In the Old Testament, God is often pictured as the Good Shepherd. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 77, 20. Psalm 80, 1. He is our God, we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. God, the Good Shepherd, Jesus is born. And what is he surrounded by? Shepherds. Jesus comes into the world and is worshipped by shepherds. It's fascinating then that Jesus looks to his Father in the Old Testament and to the way that he's depicted, and then into the New Testament to where we hear Jesus saying that he is the Good Shepherd and the sheep know him and they know him by his voice. Again, the voice coming in as it did when Jesus stood outside the tomb, the resurrected Christ speaking to Mary. Wonderful imagery. Now, the shepherds of the time of Christ, we know that they lead their sheep, that they protect the flock, they sleep where the sheep are, and they make themselves the door to the sheepfold, which is, he says, you must enter then through the door, which is Christ, because Christ lays in front of the gate to protection and to life. I want us to think about this image of Christ as the Good Shepherd. Now, if we think of Christ in his ministry, in his life, we don't know much about him when he was a young lad. We know about his early birth. We know that Joseph and Mary were his parents, and that he was probably a carpenter crafting wonderful things for sale in his father's business. But as Jesus grew and as he went into Jerusalem, we know that, you know, at the age of 12, he was in the temple, and his parents went on back home, and Jesus should have been with them, with the family travelling back. They couldn't find him. And where was he when they came back in anguish? He was in the temple, in his father's house, where he was teaching. And of course, they scold him, and he says, didn't you realise I would be in my father's house, in the house of the Good Shepherd? Now, the shepherd protects his flock. He cares for them. He carries a staff whereby he defends those sheep against wolves and all sorts of creatures who might attack them. And in the days of Jesus, the shepherds kept the sheep not for meat, but for their wool. And they knew their sheep. They had them for years. They would know his voice when he called them. He would have a sling whereby he would fire the stone, and that would control the sheep. There were no sheep dogs. They had an intimate relationship because they knew him and they knew his voice. Jesus is the good shepherd. And Jesus says, like a shepherd who protects his sheep, he will lay down his life for the sheep. Not only will he lay down his life for the sheep, but he will also lead them in the way on the narrow path. Last week, we were thinking of the Emmaus Road. Jesus leads us through life. I don't know if you've ever found that when things have come upon you, very difficult things, and they're so easily forgotten as well, but when difficult things come upon you, that he has taken you through. He's been there. Not always obvious. But as Christians, and the closer we become in prayer and trust and faith, we know that when we come across very difficult times, where do we fall? We fall into the arms of the Good Shepherd because he is totally trustworthy. Whether that be a time where there's an illness, perhaps you've had to go through an operation, or maybe there's been, very sadly, particularly in these days, a bereavement. Where do you look to for the answers? We look to Jesus Christ because even the most trustworthy of friends, even the greatest family members, will not be as strongly dependable as Jesus is. Now we know this because we know that he will be with us not only in birth but in life throughout our lives, through the good times and the bad times, and also through and into death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. But Jesus isn't just about the sad times. Jesus is also about the good times. He is about being with us through all the stages of our lives. And he wants us to live a life that is full. Full to its limits of growth and expectation and joy. He is the Good Shepherd. Many people look upon faith and religion and all those things as only being a time, perhaps for baptism, perhaps for a funeral. It's about being accompanied by the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd is not a stern disciplinarian who wants us to have a life less than we should have. But he's the Good Shepherd who wants to lead us into the pastures of great joy. And if we look at the imagery of the Song of Solomon, and we read some of those love poems, that relationship between Jesus and us is the relationship which he wants. The Song of Solomon 1:14, my beloved is unto me as a cluster of camphor in the vineyards of Engedi. Behold, thou art fair, my love, behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes. Why is it that the church through the centuries has included this love poetry, which is very beautiful in itself? Behold, thou art fair, my beloved, yet pleasant. The beams of our house are cedar and our rafters of fir. The reason that this has been included, it is because it is supposed to depict and believed to depict the deep relationship between God, our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and us. This is the depth to which God's love is portrayed in the Old Testament, leading us into pastures, in the New Testament, the Good Shepherd, protecting us at all costs, keeping us in his sheepfold at night, making sure we're okay. In difficult times, he gives us two prayers. Well, he gives us many prayers within the scriptures, but the Lord's Prayer. And of course, back to the Old Testament, to the 23rd Psalm. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We hallow his name, and we know that the Good Shepherd is totally trustworthy and will lead us into fresh pastures after these pastures which we're in now, which have been so very difficult for so many people in the world. He will lead us to pastures anew. We will see a new sunrise. We will have a new vision. The new vision, which is Christ's. Each chapter of our lives is marked by this new opening, this new chapter. And if it's been a very difficult chapter, he has been at our side. At times it may seem not, but he is always at our side as Christians. He said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. So these chapters in our lives now are to be lived in the life in the future and the resurrection, a completely new chapter. What would we say? Just a few pages into the book, because the life of eternity eventually in the resurrection is full of many, many more glorious chapters. But for the moment, he's leading us to fresh pastures anew. We just need to keep faithful, keep our prayers, and remember that he is with us. He'll never leave us, he won't forsake us, and he will lead us through. Amen.